Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Well, here's the story you've all been waiting for.
Finally.
We found Jesus?
The body of Jesus Christ and the Ark of the Covenant may well be found in the Cave of the Patriarchs. Jaw-dropping research from a British anthropologist looks set to blow everything we know about Jesus' body and death out of the water.
Of course.
Dr. Warner has shown all his findings from extensive research to the Egyptian Supreme Council of Antiquities. According to him, the sarcophagus of Jesus Christ and the Ark of the Covenant have been stored for centuries in a hidden double cave beyond a stone block which seals the southern passageway of the subterranean chamber beneath the Great Pyramid of Giza.
Yeah, I see it right here. No. Yes. Can we knock that door down, or what are we doing?
This is 10 years of research. The Egyptian, what did I say it was called? The Egyptian Supreme Council of Antiquities.
Which, by the way, it's a great title.
It seems pretty regal.
I want to be part of a Supreme Council.
They say that this is a scientific resolution. This is a scientific revolution for the benefit of all humanity. Now there is there are some photos. Mm-hmm. So his hypothesis was reinforced by field work in Egypt and site surveys deep inside the pyramid using the latest technology. Surveys which show man-made structures beyond the last remaining stone block in the southern passageway.
Okay.
This is confirmation that his hypothesis was correct. In other words, they are seeing stuff, because of new technology, mm-hmm. they are seeing stuff under these pyramids, under the last blocks of the pyramids,
sure.
that we had never seen before.
Yeah.
So Dr. Warner has video and photographic records, the first images of which emerged from the deepest and most remote part of the original pyramid structure, and it's carved out of the bedrock itself. So, he of course... Now, see, one problem here is that, as you can imagine,
yeah.
he is getting a lot of...
This goes to my
people
point.
Trying to stop
this. This goes to my whole point of the aliens coming down. The religious people are probably not going to be thrilled about the idea of finding the body of Jesus underneath some pyramids.
Exactly. So, he is fighting on a lot of... Now, he's secular. He's just an anthropologist. He's not doing this out of any other reason.
Yeah.
But it says he's just having a hard time going all the way and getting down in there, you know. Which, can you imagine if he got all the way down in there and they allowed it to happen?
Well,
and it's like on TV, like Geraldo's vault,
but
or not Geraldo's vault, but Al Capone's vault.
Can I also ask the
with
question?
Geraldo?
No,
let's open it up.
Well,
we're here live on TV, and
I'm
it's freaking
all about
Jesus.
It. But if you open it up, how do we know it's Jesus?
It's because it looks like him.
It,
I don't know.
That's good enough for you?
By the way.
Yes.
Is this white Jesus or is this brown Jesus?
And do we even know what real Jesus looks like, or is it just all the paintings in the books?
Well, I promise you, he doesn't look like the paintings.
No.
I doubt that the guy from...
So then how do we know he looks like him?
I don't know.
So here's a map. Have you seen the map that they drew?
Yeah, I'm looking at it here.
The graphic?
Yeah.
Of what he thinks... So way down in there...
Also, isn't it
weird? It's a single tomb.
That the pyramids were built centuries before him. Why is he underneath the pyramid?
Okay, so he can answer that.
Because they were built, way, way before him.
He is saying that, but that doesn't mean he couldn't be buried under it.
No, but they just, so they took him and then were like, hey, there's this pyramid and now we're going to stick you underneath it?
Well, he says that, I'm trying to find the passage, because I've already read this once. Yeah, okay, so he said, by augmenting this data and written records from the ancient cuneiform clay tablets of Mesopotamia,
I love reading those. I was thinking the same thing.
Aren't those great?
I like to pour them over, maybe two, three times a year just to get a refresher.
He used the scientific discipline of etymology to prove his hypothesis that Mount Sinai, the mountain of Israel, the Mount of Olives, Mount Zion, and the Quran's Mountain of Light were all one and the same mountain, the Great Pyramid of Egypt.
Oh.
So he is saying that in all of these different religious works,
it's all the pyramid.
They're all talking about the same thing.
Oh. All right, well, you know.
Jesus gave his Sermon on the Mount at the Great Pyramid, the birthplace of all religions, and the mountain land which the biblical Abraham journeyed.
Look, I have no idea.
Journeyed to from Ur.
If anything of what he's saying is true, but I at least that...
It kind of makes sense.
It kind of makes sense, right? I mean... Yeah.
Yes, it does. It makes sense.
I'll go with that. So I think we can all conclude now, Jesus underneath the pyramid.
Although that
would be problematic because Jesus isn't supposed to be here on Earth anymore. He's supposed to be... cruising around up there.
Furthermore, Dr. Warner uses quantum theory to demonstrate that religious prophecy is rooted in science as evidenced in the government-sponsored projects of today. Experimental scientists such as Stephen A. Schwartz have published papers on non-local consciousness or channeling, which Warner says is prophecy by another name, or put another way, the ability to experience future space-time events while rooted in the present.
I have no idea. You had me until that last part, and now I'm just confused at first.
He explains that the phenomenon is akin to what physicists today call quantum entanglement, the same principle which is at the heart of the latest quantum supercomputer designs. Why is he talking about that, you ask? It's a good question, Jason.
And didn't Indiana Jones already find the Ark of the Covenant and it melted off all of the faces? Because the story is supposedly that you hear all the time is that the Vatican has the Ark of the Covenant and that it's buried in the underground vaults and whatnot.
He was saying that last bit because he was talking about ancient Egyptian art, and he's basically saying it was the science of their time.
Sure.
So he's saying it's no different than now. It's just what they knew at the time. Mm. You know,
yeah,
I think is what he's saying.
So now he's just underneath the pyramid. Well, let's get under there. Let's go.
Get
the Supreme Council, whatever, to Van Damme that tunnel down, and let's go. Let's see what's up.
Pretty cool.
Because there won't be any controversy around that.
No, not at all.
A bunch of religious types yelling at each other over who's the dead guy underneath the pyramid. Be kind of kick ass if we found it all came back to Egypt, though, right?
What if he's got? I mean, like. Okay, fine. We got a break.
Buck's mad at us.
All right, we got to go. We'll wrap it up next on The Fan. Bye, bitch.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.